Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now, let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts, Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month, we are talking about real estate. And in studio, we have Trevor Drinan, owner of Signature Inspections Hawaii. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on both Spotify and Apple for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Termites can live in your home undetected for many years before you notice any signs of damage. Some tips to look out for in your home are discolored or drooping walls, or drywall, peeling paint that looks like water damage, crumbling or damaged wood, small pinpoint holes in the drywall, mud tubes around your home, squeaky floorboards, and wings left around where you may have a light on at night. If you suspect that you may have termites and don't know where to begin, it may be a good idea to consult with your trusted agent at Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
For more information on how to maintain your home and possibly be pest-free, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Trevor Drinan, owner of Signature Inspections Hawaii. Welcome, Trevor.
How are you?
I am doing well. Good. Thanks for being on our show again.
Thank you.
So a lot's happened. Obviously, we are coming at the tail end of a pandemic, mm-hmm. and we see the light at the end of the tunnel. But you have been very busy. Mm-hmm. You're one of those essential service providers. Maybe share with us, how have things been with you and your business?
Very well. We've been very fortunate, very grateful. And it's also been somewhat heartbreaking in some ways as we go into homes where we see people that have not been able to leave home or out of work or even physical means, where they're in home and at their home, they're just sort of captive. And so as we've come into their homes, it's been a fresh air to reconnect with them. Mm-hmm.
So just to be able to reconnect with customers who,
oh, yeah.
for the longest time, have been physically distancing mm-hmm. from everyone else.
Totally distant.
totally distancing.
Yep.
But you have still, you've been very active, mm-hmm. and you've had to have been because there's a lot of home sales happening and a lot of inspections occur when there's buyers that need to make sure the home is in good repair.
Correct.
How are we able to do that in light of the pandemic?
Good question. I think we've done that on numerous areas. Mm-hmm. One is we've offered video summaries where we've gone on the property where it's vacant, and in a vacant property we'll do a full digital report, and that digital report is done by video, and then we're really trying to brace whether it's a homeowner that's off island, as in maintenance and property evaluation, or a buyer that's come in from, you know, overseas or wherever they're at around the world. Mm-hmm. The other things that we really try to do is if there is someone on site, and we'll socially distance, well, they'll go outside while we're inside and vice versa. If some people can't go outside because health reasons, we do our best to accommodate, but we're always wearing our personal protection gear, mm-hmm. whether that's masks, gloves, booties, full suits, whatever we try to make the clients feel comfortable with.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Now, for those who may not be as familiar with home inspections, you folks really do a very thorough review of property.
We hope so.
And it takes, you know, I mean, it could take you a few hours on
yes.
a single family home. Maybe you can share with our listeners, what are some of the key things that you go through, and you know, how are you able to present that so that the homeowner or prospective homeowner has a really good understanding of their property?
Oh, good question. Yeah. I think you spend on an average single family home anywhere from 3 to 5 hours. Mm-hmm. And I think the key components we really look at, we find a lot of neglect in homes is areas that aren't seen or areas that aren't maintained, say roofs and crawl spaces, the right. two of our favorite places to be added.
Speaking of termites.
Right. Fine. From termite damage underneath shingles and attic areas and crawl spaces all over, right? But when you get up on a roof, you could actually tell a lot on that area because it's not usually looked at or maintained very well. Right. But we'll find hidden areas. We walk the roof. We try to walk every single roof. If we can't walk the roof, we do fly drones up and use technology. Mm-hmm. But once we're able to walk a roof, we're able to feel underneath our feet the material.
Right.
And you could feel that material where soft spots, where water damage or termite damage has occurred.
Right, right, right.
Other things, you could get down on your knees and you could feel underneath the wood of the fascia or the wood, the trim pieces around the roof edges. And there we find a lot of hidden damage or neglected areas of the residence. And then you come even inside the residence in areas that are heavily trafficked and areas that we always want to make sure for people to maintain and watch, or say the corner areas or areas that people could trip over going downstairs or handrails that aren't fastened in place. It's
right.
taking your time and breathing, slowly digesting a property per se so you could present knowledge to the current owner or the current buyer what's going on in that residence.
Right. And I know you folks have this comprehensive report.
Yes.
What can somebody expect to find in that report?
Yeah, the report will cover everything from rooftop to the crawl space and everything in between.
Yeah.
But it will also have some helpful tips. So we'll talk about your water valves, like underneath your sinks, behind your toilets. If you actually grab that valve and move the valve, you're helping it lube and stay in condition versus become seized or frozen.
Right.
And so you're being proactive carrying on your residence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Other things, you'll find helpful tips about smoke detectors. Most people don't understand or realize that smoke detectors should be replaced every 5 years. My grandmother, her smoke detector's yellow. It hasn't been replaced ever, probably. But the truth is we need to be proactive caring for our residents in those small areas, and it makes a big difference over time.
You know, I think hearing what you're sharing with us, it brings to thought the idea that we shouldn't just do an inspection when we buy or sell a property,
mm-hmm.
because that could be 20, 30 years between each interval.
Yes.
But to really know the condition of a property is really to our benefit to live in a safe home.
Yes.
Right?
Well said.
So have you been able to help people just to get a basic understanding of the status of their property?
Yeah, so in 2020 and 2021, we're actually pushing more of a maintenance inspection just mm-hmm. to incorporate knowledge for people.
Right.
Now, some maintenance inspections we actually have on the schedule to do every quarter. So
right.
we're doing them quarterly, some every 6 months, mm-hmm. and some yearly. It really depends upon how proactive people want to be on their residence. Now, people sometimes are scared of an inspector coming in. Oh, you're going to find everything. Or you're going to see it's terrible. And it's like, no, we're really here just to educate you on conditions of your property so that you can make a wise decision and proactively care for the property. It's like, you know, I love to be outdoors or run, and I have to meet with a dietitian or someone that tells me how my muscles are working so my body can handle that.
Right.
More so. And I think our home is the same. We have to be proactive on our home care as well as our health care.
That's a good way to put it. I like that, home care.
Yeah. And so on home care, some of the common things, you know, we'd mentioned even prior on trip hazards or railing.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to make sure, like, our carpet is tucked in and fastened down, because sometimes carpet wrinkles can actually become a trip hazard where someone could take a spill and fall and then become harmed.
I think a lot of times we become immune to what we're seeing in our houses because we see it every day.
Well said.
But get a third party in there who's an expert, and they'll point out all the deficiencies. So for a home inspector like yourself, what are some of your certifications?
Yeah. So we have two national certifications. We're certified through ASHI, which is the oldest home inspection agency out there, and InterNACHI.
Right.
We do both organizations because of the different benefits they provide as online training or additional education and different certifications. We have from deck certifications to roof certifications to foundations. We actually have pool testing and pool examinations. And then we partner with others in the community. We partner with local plumbers and local electricians. When people want an in-depth evaluation, we hand it over to them. So we partner with them versus saying, hey, we know it all. We really admit to say we're a big part of a community, and there's so many components in a home.
Oh yeah,
we identify that.
That's great. I mean, it's good that you have these experts who can chime in.
Yeah.
And they have their specialty, which they can advise people on.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
When we come back, Trevor, I wanted to ask you, what are some key areas that you'd like Kupuna to be aware of when evaluating their own home? And I think this is from a maintenance but also a safety perspective. Okay. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we have Trevor Jernan. He's the owner of Signature Inspections Hawaii. And right before the break, it was good. It was a good reference that you made about, people do personal care, but they also should do home care as well. I like that. We all, for most people, when buying a property, it's common, right, that they get a home inspection.
Yes.
But we touched on it previously as well, that perhaps maybe for the homeowners that have lived in it for, say decades, right, it's not top of mind or it doesn't come to mind of them getting a home inspection. What would you say is a good time frame of when they should have a home inspection if they've lived in it? Say X amount of years, right?
Yeah.
Because again, over time, there's wear and tear on things. So when would be a good time or how often? And then what are common things to look out for? Like you said, that crawl spaces and the attic, we never go up there. So obviously that's one place to keep in mind, but what are some other things that we can look out for?
Yeah, good question. I think we'd address the question of a time frame first.
Yeah.
Some people will do an annual inspection.
Okay.
Let's say you've lived there for 15 years and you haven't done an annual inspection. I always say if you try to inspect a home or have someone come in and evaluate your home to provide maintenance and care at minimum 3 to 5 years, with the reason you've probably had a couple storms go through the house.
Right.
Whether it's a storm in the family or a physical storm. And so along those lines, if we say 3 to 5 years, that's a little bit long because a lot of maintenance could probably be proactively cared for, and now you're hitting that 3 to 5 year where it's more becoming detrimental or could become detrimental to a residence. Say a common theme, a storm comes through and it blows some shingles off on a roof. If I let that go for 3 years, that could be quite some damage by water coming in, a pin drop nail hole. And if we say apply that same residence to, as we've talked about earlier, wrinkled carpet, people think, oh, the carpet's just wrinkled. It's, well, that wrinkled carpet that was like a half an inch now is probably 6 or 7 wrinkles, and it's probably 1 to 2 inches tall in some areas, or it's coming up where it's fraying and catching people as a trip hazard. So really proactive care is on multiple areas. The other thing to really say and look at is that is a different eye from the outside. People aren't coming in to judge you.
Right.
Please hear that. They're not coming in to say, oh, you should have. We're not there at all. Sometimes I deal with that personally, hearing that, oh, my grandfather, my dad, oh, you should have. And it's like, no, we're really here to come alongside you and say, hey, here's some areas to look at for maintenance so that you care for your home, but you care for yourself. And so things are prevented, as in you're not going to have to spend major money to fix it down the road, and you're not going to get hurt.
Preventative maintenance is usually the least costly.
Yes.
You want to prevent a leak or repair a leak.
Right. Proactive versus reactive.
Right.
Yeah.
I like what you said about judging, because I think some people might be concerned that maybe there's a illegal structure that was constructed or lanai that oh, maybe this inspector is going to report me, but
right.
You're not a city inspector.
No.
You're hired by the homeowner to just inspect the home and for right. their benefit give them the report.
Yeah, and there's always that story of, hey, my uncle did the house, or my auntie did this, and sometimes people really deal with shame.
Right.
Like, are the homes not clean enough? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, people are so sweet out there, and it's such kindness to hear their story. And as an inspector, it's really an honor for them to even open the door and let us into that residence, because that's really letting us into their lives.
Right.
And there's really no judgment on yeah. those regards. We're there to help and simply provide you with knowledge about your property's current conditions so you could best care for yourself, your family, and your residents.
Right. Now, somebody was going to reach out to you, and they're saying, hey, Trevor sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having him come into my house and taking a look, seeing what the issues are. How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is a text or a phone call, 808-388-3425, or you could look at us online at signatureinspectionshawaii.com as a website, or you could even follow us on social media, looking at Instagram or Facebook or those channels, and it's at signatureinspectionshawaii.com. On the Instagram channels or Facebook channels, we try to do a lot of maintenance and tips. Some home inspectors will show you all the bad things they find. We try to spin it and say, how can we help people by showing you, hey, we found this, and here's what to do about it. Mm-hmm. So simple maintenance and tips.
Yeah. You know, we were talking earlier about trip hazards. You mentioned the wrinkled carpet. But, you know, I think for Kupuna, that is one of the more serious issues.
It really is.
Is what are the trip hazards around the home? And it could be the concrete.
Yep.
That goes around the property, could be stairs,
yep.
could be, like you said, what's inside or transitions. So as a home inspector, how do you help Kupuna identify those hazards?
Yeah.
And then maybe is a recommendation beyond that?
Yeah. I think we really try to step back and put ourselves in their shoes. You know, honestly, some of the bigger trip hazards would be from furniture that's sticking out around the corner. So you have a hallway coming into a living room, and sometimes there's a chair protruding out just a little bit, where a foot could be clipped on the bottom, or a dog bed could be clipped and tripped in those areas, to your wrinkled carpet. But then you think of two stairs. Are the stairs have coating, or are they carpeted? Because carpeted stairs are very slippery. And then we kind of just came out of the holidays. One of the biggest things about the holidays is we love to decorate our Christmas trees, but sometimes we like to run the electrical cord in places it shouldn't go, and it becomes an area that we trip over. So it's really stepping back and evaluating with a fresh pair of eyes, and this could even be done by some others, but going, okay, what are potential areas that I would stub my toes on or I would trip on? And sometimes it's stairs that aren't at the proper heights because there are different height differences in transitions or transition strips that are no longer.
Right.
Great. Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's some cases where if a person's owned the property for decades, you know, and, again, they don't call a repair person because nothing is necessarily broken, but there's a lot of wear and tear.
Yes.
What are some common things that you would find in these older residences that haven't, you know, been through a lot of maintenance, but you know these things should be done? What are some, you know, top five things that you would say you've come across?
I would say, starting on the exterior, the number one thing that we see is damaged concrete. Say if a person has gutters or they don't, gutters catch the water, but the water comes off the roof, then falls on our concrete.
Right.
And even you could say it falls from the sky to hit our concrete. Well, actually the concrete has a sealant on it when it's first poured. But over time, that sealant deteriorates, and you'll see almost a river rock exposed area. Mm-hmm. Well, once that concrete deteriorates like that, then it starts to crack. And then water starts to go in the concrete and suck in almost like a sponge. Mm-hmm. And then after it cracks, it becomes unleveled. And I think we could all say, you look at a driveway, when was the last time I proactively sealed my concrete? People have never sealed their concrete, but if you seal it, it actually helps the water shed off. It doesn't make it slippery, but it helps it shed away, and then it doesn't soak in and affect your foundation. It doesn't cause concrete cracking or spalling and many other things that it can. Other thing, by sealing the concrete, what that does is it actually protects the exterior of your residence, where water could actually go next to the foundation and then wick up the wall. So water wicking up the wall, as in wood materials or stucco materials, then causes exterior damage.
Right.
And all that is cared for is by that first step of caring for the exterior of your residence, as in caring for the exterior concrete and sealing it and making sure water diverts away from the foundation and away from the walls.
That's great.
I know you asked for five tips, but
that,
we'll stay
that
with
was a
one.
Good one. You know, so aside from that, what about things like, you know, electrical?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these homes, especially in Oahu, mm-hmm. around Honolulu, you know, they're built in the 50s and 60s.
Huh.
And maybe their electrical isn't upgraded.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have three prongs, but it's missing the ground. It's a false ground, right?
False ground.
What are some tips or things that you've seen that you can share with us about electrical, older electrical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the things that people will see, if you ever look around the home and you see an outlet that only has two prongs,
right,
that's really an indicator, wow, my electricity in this area is old. And that outlet should be upgraded, and you should have a licensed electrician come in and make sure there is a ground. That makes sure that anything that surges as electrical surge to the house, it will be grounded and you're protected, because that's really the goal. Your home is a refuge, and we want to make sure it's protecting you. The other common thing that we see in outlets, if you plug something into the outlet and you have to jiggle the receptacle going in or the item going in,
right,
because you're like, oh, it's not getting good contact, my light flickers, it's probably time to replace your outlet as a protective measure along
right.
those lines.
Right.
We never want to see an outlet arc or cause electrical flashes or cause concerns, because that's an issue to you. That's a safety concern.
Right.
And an outlet sometimes is only 99 cents to a couple dollars to replace,
right,
plus electrician's fee. So
yeah,
really be proactive, especially with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you notice those two-prong outlets, it's time to get an electrician in to evaluate probably for electrical upgrade.
Right.
If your outlets are loose in contact, or you see smoke stains or scar stains,
yeah,
it's time to replace that single outlet for safety measures.
Right. And I think a lot of times we don't realize that maybe having a GFCI by water sources is a good idea.
Or even what a GFCI is.
Maybe you can share that.
Yeah. So a GFCI is supposed to be in proximity of water sources, a sink. What a GFCI stands for is ground fault circuit interrupter.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it interrupts the signal, so it saves your life. In the kitchen area or bathroom area, say women will use hair dryers, and some men, but me as a bald guy, I don't use hair dryers much. But if that hair dryer does fall into the sink, or the water does contract the electrical, you know, while it's plugged in, that GFCI flips and shuts off, so it saves your life, or it saves you from getting shocked.
Yeah.
So those GFCIs should be crucial, and they need to be operational. You have to check them by pushing the buttons every so often, because sometimes we don't even push the buttons, and they become so gummed up they don't work.
Right.
And we need to make sure they're functioning.
And these are things, again, that you would be able to point out to the homeowner with your through your inspection.
Through the inspection.
Right. Right.
You mentioned earlier, what do we do when we go to inspect a property? We do go in, and we'll walk the roof, we'll look at the exterior, but we actually put a tester in every single outlet.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure the current is proper. We do find reverse currents. We find ungrounded currents. We find them that they're flickering off and on, so electrical fluctuations.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we see smoke stains, and sometimes we find GFCIs that have been tripped in years, and so they've just stopped working.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And maybe a last problem area in older homes,
mm-hmm,
aside from electrical, is the plumbing.
Yes.
Old cast iron pipes.
We do.
And, you know, they might still be in existence, but maybe not operating correctly.
Right.
What have you seen in that area?
Oh, so a couple things on cast iron pipes. We just need to first know what cast iron is and does.
Right.
As cast iron has a life expectancy of about 55 years. So if you're one of the listeners out there and you go, oh, my plumbing is probably 55 years or older, then what is the concern? Well, cast iron starts to deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it will actually clog from the inside out.
Mm.
And so you have a 4-inch radius. Now that could be an inch radius or a quarter inch radius.
And these are your drain lines.
These are your drain lines,
yeah,
your main drain lines. So if you're starting to see water back up more and more, and you're putting Drano down and you're snaking it more and more often, your drain line could be clogged, and that could be the cast iron just filling up. Mm. Now, a plumber will be better to assess on the repair remedies, but they do clean all that out, or they replace the piping, or they coat the piping. There's so much to do. But really what we look for is saying the age of that pipe, it has a life expectancy. You need to be mindful and aware of that. And if you let cast iron dry out, say you're not at home, you go to a warmer climate, you go to Vegas, you go to somewhere to get away for a little bit, that cast iron could actually call its scale.
Right.
So when it scales, it actually flakes, and now it's grabbing any of that waste and making more blockage. Mm. And that's why we want to see cast iron either coated or cleaned out or replaced.
Right. And I guess one way to do that, although you look at the exterior of the pipes, you also make a recommendation for plumbers to maybe do an interior look as well.
We do.
Maybe you can share what that is.
Yeah, so we actually, as home inspectors, you can find home inspection outfits that will do video scoping. As signature inspections, we met as a team and with some of our elderly, and we actually said we weren't going to defer that out to a plumber. Because a plumber's working with those components every single day.
Right.
So we bring on a professional as a plumber. What they do is an inline video scope, and they either scope from a clean out or they remove the toilet and they go down the main waistline, and they examine all the components and all the joints of your master waistline. They look for what's called a belly or a sag in the waistline to make sure that water's flowing and not capturing or ponding, but we want to keep all...
That's right.
Want to make sure that the in-ground lines are still attached, because we do have seismic movement. We do have homes that settle. And sometimes we'll find pipes that are either split or detached by anywhere from 1 inch to 4 inches.
Right. So that's good. That's good. So just to recap, there's a lot that you cover in your report.
Yes.
We talk about simple things like the exterior, sealing your sidewalk, taking a look at the places you don't see often, like in your roof or crawl spacers.
Yeah.
And, of course, things we hardly ever pay attention to, electrical.
Yeah.
And our waistlines. Whoever thinks of waistlines, right?
Right.
But, again, those are all things that home inspection can cover and really help somebody to be well-informed about their property.
Yeah. Or even items, as we mentioned, we brought it up a couple times, wrinkled carpet. We just get used to it. Sometimes we become so used to something that we just need a fresh perspective. And again, it's not to shame or put down anybody. It's just to inform you for best personal care and safety.
Right. Well, Trevor, you've been a wealth of knowledge. Maybe you can share one more time, how can somebody reach you if they want more information about your services?
I think the easiest is a phone call at 808-388-3425. You could also text us at that number. You could always leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. You could also email us at info@signatureinspectionshawaii.com.
That's great. Well, we've been talking with Trevor Drennan, owner of Signature Inspections Hawaii. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this. Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift. Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back, and now we want to get into our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia. We wanted to thank all of the callers who participated in last week's trivia question. Last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia answer was Humuhumu Nukunuku Apua'a, also known as reef triggerfish, is Hawaii's state fish. And now we have this week's Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
The Hawaiian state flag consists of a Union Jack in the upper left-hand corner and eight alternating red and blue stripes, presenting the eight major islands of the island chain. What are those eight islands?
For a chance to win a Lawns gift card sponsored by Trevor Drennan of Signature Inspections Hawaii, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. and we hope everyone is staying safe right now. Remember, you can hear past episodes of Kupuna Wiki at kupunawiki.com. You can even call us at 808-792-5188 and get connected to our great vendors.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.